If we were to come and grab these URLs from our source or our scrape, for instance, then we could paste them into three new rows on our trigger spreadsheet, the Lindy Swarm test spreadsheet here. We now have these individual tasks that are running YouTube video processing. And so if we were to click in here, we've actually already got a response on all three of our processes. And if we were to click into, for instance, the YouTube video processing one, we have our title and we have this very nice blog post written just in that same format that we asked it to do with our prompt. And here you can see all of the data that was pulled in by our transcribe video. You can see here that our most recent three episodes each have now their own custom blog post written just like this by three separate agents at the same time. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, it is turning into an absolutely huge week in AI news. My biggest challenge right now is simply deciding which topics and episodes to record each day because I want to talk about so much. And today's was no different, and it's absolutely a doozy. We are returning to another tool that we've talked about before on the AI Marketing Navigator. Definitely one of the top agentic tools available right now, in my opinion, and that is Lindy AI. Again, check out our first episode on Lindy, which is a tool that essentially allows you to build automated workflows that incorporate AI models and integration with thousands of apps to accomplish workflows on an automated basis. In that first episode, I believe we talked about three of the default Lindy templates that are offered to you as an initial user. There is a free plan right out the bat. Wanted to let you know. So go try out Lindy, see if there's some workflows and some automations that work for you that might be worth upgrading to a paid plan to scale out a little bit more. I believe the first paid tier starts at like $50 a month. And I will link to the pricing page in the show notes for you to review. Okay, anyway, I have officially buried the lead big time. The news and the announcement from Lindy today is their new feature called Agent Swarms. So right now, if you're watching along on video, we are looking at the trend on Twitter, or X, excuse me, that includes the post from Flo Chiravello. And Flo is the founder of Lindy, and in the video is going through an announcement about the Agent Swarms. And I'm just going to read from Flo's first post in this thread here to each of you. And this is linked in the show notes. And Flo records a little video as well showing some use cases of the Agent Swarms. But the post reads, quote unquote, excited to announce Lindy's biggest update yet, which is really saying something, the biggest update yet. Agent Swarms let Lindy agents duplicate themselves and do hundreds of things at once. Integration supremacy. We are now the number one agent in the world, also a super big claim, with the most integrations, with 5,000 plus integrations in 4,000 plus web scrapers. The big news here is that these AI agents within your Lindy workflows can now duplicate themselves as needed to accomplish multiple tasks at once. Essentially, how Flo breaks it down in the video, and I'll just give you kind of a synopsis, is that this ability allows you to automate literally just lists of tasks and then have duplicated agents attack each of these individual tasks all at once. And it's pretty clear to see the advantages there. This is one of the first practical and completely automatic, really no code, easy ways, I think, to scale out your agent workflows or teams to hundreds of agents without the need to create multiple custom models or, excuse me, custom connections to models with APIs or with the Model Context Protocol, MCP. If you build an agent that works well in Lindy, you can now duplicate and scale that agent out to apparently hundreds of tasks and replications and additional agents. The use cases that Flo goes through are a few of the most impactful and certainly aren't going to be new or sound unfamiliar to anybody who has been listening to the show or looking into or researching the content out there about agentic use cases and automation use cases. One that Flo shows is the research of individual conference attendees. So if you're attending a conference or you're sending a team to a conference and you want to look into literally each attendee at that conference, you can now do so, and you can have one agent with all of the power and all of the knowledge of these models and these deep research agents behind it. You can now have one agent in this workflow for each of those attendees doing this incredible research and this incredible automation. Flo goes on to say that you'll then receive an aggregated report about these attendees, and you can imagine some of the other use cases as well. Just in this video alone, they talk about that same type of research, except for instead of conference attendees, meeting attendees in preparation for your meetings, for meetings that you have on your schedule. They also talk about analyzing competitors and doing competitive analysis. And then one of the biggest, and one of the ones we talk about the most frequently on this show, and people talk about probably the most frequently when they talk about agentic AI in general, is sales outreach. And really in each of these, you take a list of people or contacts or prospects, you feed it into a loop in Lindy, which we will take a look at in just a second here. And then Lindy's going to go through and loop on each one of those names or values, whatever it may be that you're feeding, just tasks in some cases. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to use cases. The one that I'm going to test out tonight is a template that we already had or that Lindy has already pre-created and was already used. And I'm going to go through and kind of edit it a little bit, tweak it to see if we can apply the swarm feature. And that is a template to turn YouTube videos into blog posts. In fact, as I think about it, I'd really like to kind of alter the template that we built in our demo to turn multiple YouTube videos into a single blog post. So that's something for maybe a future episode. But one thing that comes to mind for use cases right now is if you're doing global marketing. I've been listening to a lot of podcast episodes about global strategy recently for whatever reason, so that pops into my mind. You could give a list of prospects, again, or customers, whatever it may be, and then you could add some cultural contextual information or just language translation. Cultural references or idioms, things like that. So that's one way where you could kind of loop through a list of prospects and apply some really deep personalization when it comes to global marketing. And that kind of goes beyond just basic language translation as well. Another one that pops into mind, although this one is a bit murky in a gray area because it's a healthcare use case. I did some marketing in the pharmacy space before embarking on the AI Marketing Navigator journey. And I think personalized marketing for patients has some very high potential, but of course there are some very, very specific and distinct laws for marketing in healthcare settings, given personal protected information and stuff like that in HIPAA requirements. So you can't directly use that information that you can research about your patients or that you know about your patients to market to them, but there are ways to do it appropriately and still be helpful to the patient. You just need to make sure that you're staying within certain bounds. So having an agent for each individual patient or in a pharmacy context, prescription, you can get some pretty personalized messaging going out to patients as well. So a lot of personalization use cases coming to mind right now. Let me know what use cases I'm missing. There are certainly a bunch popping up on X on social right now. So we'll keep an eye out for those. But for now, let's just hop over into Lindy. We'll do another little quick review of what the tool looks like, how it works just in general for anybody who maybe didn't catch our first episode. But then we'll also edit this existing flow and incorporate a loop and test it out and see if we can get a swarm to create some blog posts for us. Okay, so here we have the Lindy chat.lindy AI interface. And again, we have seen this before in our initial episode. These are the recommended templates that they have right at the start for you if you're new to Lindy, a meeting note taker, an email triager, and a meeting prep alert. And you can see they have all these additional templates down here as well. So lead outreacher, lead enrichment, website customer support, meeting scheduler. So just so many templates and thousands of integrations for you to use with the agents and with the workflows, the flows that you build here in Lindy. So just to give you an idea of what these flows look like, here is the turn podcasts into blog posts that I'm actually going to be mimicking. I'm not going to use this one directly to edit it because apparently you can't add loops or the agent swarm, as I understand it to be, to these older Lindys that were created before April 2nd, before today, apparently. So anyway, this is what they look like. You get a trigger. In this case, it's a message being sent to your Lindy with a URL for a YouTube podcast, and they transcribe that podcast. They send blog posts, and then there's some content revision that's going on as well. Now, basically, I'm going to recreate this. I'm going to trigger it on, I believe, some new rows being added to a spreadsheet or something to that effect. And then we're going to have a loop here for each of those rows, for each of those URLs. We're essentially going to do the same thing. We're going to transcribe a podcast. We're going to send a blog post. You can see here for this transcription, there is a model that is selected to perform the task. And it looks like there's an input for our URL or video ID here as well. And then for the blog post, there's a very nice detailed prompt. I'm just going to use this prompt directly in our new Lindy that we create. And then for content revision, this essentially kicks off a conversation that we can have with the Lindy to revise and edit the content to our satisfaction, as the prompt says here. Here again, you're able to select a default model. You're able to set a setting for asking for confirmation. So this would be to require this Lindy state to ask for confirmation before using any skills with side effects. And they kind of go on to explain what that means. It's basically the skills that we're going to talk about here in a second that have the ability to write data, not just read or search it. So editing data, any skills with editing side effects, you can ask or set it to ask for confirmation before doing that. And then here below that is we have these skills, and you can add these actions that also have to do with all of these individual integrations And so we're really, really getting into some of the agentic capabilities and the multi-tool capabilities of these Lindy workflows here. Okay, so what I have done is I've created a new Lindy from scratch using this looping capability that allows for these agentic swarms, these agent swarms, basically these concurrent multi-replicated agents that are going to be running at the same time for these tasks, for these automations that we set up within these loops. And again, this is going to be a pretty straightforward, simple use case, but we're going to be able to show you a lot of the flexibility, a lot of the capability of the tool here. And you can imagine you extend this out to much larger flows and much larger logic branches and things like that. And you can get into some really, really interesting stuff really quickly. For tonight, I will just walk you through step by step how we put together this YouTube to blog swarm. Again, we basically replicated kind of the idea of the workflow in the turn podcasts into blog posts, a flow that we just talked about, and we kind of built it out in a new way and with a different type of trigger here. So let's start with that, the trigger of this flow. In Lindy, there are about as many triggers as there are integrations and what happens within those integrations, which means there are a ton. So there are going to be a variety of different ways that you could trigger something like these workflows, whether it's a new row added in a spreadsheet, which is what I did here, a new file added in Drive, and we can just go and look at the replace option if you want to get an idea of just how many things you can trigger with just how many apps. And again, I simply looked for or searched for a new row, and that's what brought up our new spreadsheet row within Google Sheets. But if we were to, for instance, type in Google Drive, we can see a bunch of different options pop up for the Google Drive integrations to trigger with stuff. So like changes to specific files, new or modified comments, new presentation, new spreadsheet. So again, you can get as creative as you want with these triggers, whatever makes sense for your workflow. A lot of times I'll be scraping or exporting data into a spreadsheet that's kind of a source spreadsheet, which is what I'm gonna kind of show you here in a second. And then I'll copy and paste that data or the rows or the columns, whatever kind of fields that I'm trying to populate in my automation or whatever workflow I'm working on. And then I will copy and paste that into the trigger spreadsheet, which is what we're gonna do tonight. And these new rows that have been pasted in will trigger then this swarm, our YouTube to blog swarm. So let's go ahead and show you just exactly how this is set up. So we have a new row added trigger. Right away, you connect your Google Drive or your Google account. And in the case of this trigger, you need a spreadsheet ID or a URL. So I've just pasted that here. In the case of other triggers, there are a variety of different required fields to be populated. Now, what I wanna show you really quickly here with each of these new steps or actions, for instance, this for each row, you have required fields to be filled in. For the for each row, it needs to know what it's going to loop through as far as items. You can manually get in here and add these items and pull them in from new rows that have been added. So whether it's the sheets row, the spreadsheet ID, the row number, all of these values that get pulled in dynamically can be used. So you can set it manually, or as you're seeing here, for each of these fields that are required or that are needed or optionally could be filled in for your actions, you can set them manually, you can prompt AI, or you can do it automatically, which is essentially means that the AI is going to use context and use the goal of the workflow as a clue as to what you want to fill in here. It's what I happen to use for almost every step in our workflow here in this process. Again, the AI is very contextually aware of what you're trying to do, at least in our limited testing, but you can literally do this with almost every field in every step. So with the max cycles, you can set it manually, or you can prompt it to logically figure out how many max cycles you want to use for the output. Same thing, it can be set manually. You can prompt AI to determine what the output should be. You could set it to automatic. Now, in this case, I set it manually to be very distinctly the output of our send blog post task that we have, because the goal is just to get a bunch of different blog posts for a variety of URLs that may have been pasted into this column. So I'm going to go back through here and set our trigger up correctly. So that is how you set up this next step, the for loop, which I've named for each row for our purposes of testing here. The next step here, transcribe YouTube video, that's pulled directly from one of their existing actions where you just feed in a URL or a video ID to the task, and it's going to pull the transcription for that video, which is what we're going to use for generating our blog post in the next one here. Again, I have left this to auto, and when you do that, it just very nicely pulls in the video ID contextually from the URLs that are being fed into it in each row. But same thing here, you have the option to set up a prompt to pull this in, to set it manually. One thing I should also mention here, for each of these steps, you can define the model that you want to use as well, and they have a bunch of options, and it's all going to affect the number of credits that are used as well. So this is a credit-based tool here. So keep that in mind when you're setting up your flows, when you're upgrading to different pricing tiers and things like that. But they have almost every model that you could think of. And so again, just really, really impressed with Lindy. Definitely at the very top of the list for valuable tools, especially agentic tools that we've covered on this show before. Okay, so as you know, if you've listened to me on the show before, you know I'm a fan of the Claude 3.5 Sonnet, Claude 3.7 Sonnet. I'm just going to leave it right at the default, the 3.5. Again, I find that to be a great starting point, at least. In the case of like using credits, it's a good balance between value and result. So anyway, that is the transcribe video step. The next one, the send blog post. This is when we get an example of prompting the AI. And I literally just copied and pasted from the source or template turn podcast into blog post, Lindy or workflow. I'm still getting used to the terminology flow that they provided. Of course, you can prompt whatever you'd like here, so it's entirely up to you, entirely customizable. I'm sure you're getting an idea now just how powerful and flexible this tool can really be when you start to get creative and you really start to build things out. Basically, this prompt right here gives it an example for how it wants to frame or format these blog posts. It happens to use a Tim Ferriss podcast or a Tim Ferriss episode as the example. But it says, your task is to craft a comprehensive blog post using the YouTube podcast transcript provided. This is not the automatic one that's being done contextually. It's being done with a prompt, but it's the same basic feature that's allowing it to happen. The AI is using your prompt to contextually go grab the transcript that was provided in the previous step. If you were to set this to auto and do something similar, to my understanding, it would be able to pull the same value essentially. Okay, and then next here, you're seeing there's a couple different options right off of the message option we have here that you can use by default, like after a message is sent. Again, we're just looking for a message back to us with all the different blog posts for all the URLs that we pasted in this given workflow or this given trigger. But you can set something up after that message is sent to you or after you have replied to that message. In the turn podcast into blog post example that we use kind of as a template for this, they had that revision cycle going on here after the blog post message was sent. We just exit our loop right after that, but that is basically it. That's how I set up this initial workflow just for our testing purposes. So you can imagine with more time and more detailed processes to go off of, the potential impact is just amazing with Lindy. And it really has climbed right back up to the top of the list of my favorite AI tools. I know that changes with every episode, but you'll probably just have to get used to that. Okay, enough rambling on. Let's go ahead and see this flow in action. The tasks item right here is basically how you're going to interact with this flow. Again, ours is being triggered by a paste or a new row being added to the sheet, but you can literally watch the flow go through its steps, its logic, pull its variables, pull all the data that you need to pass into each step right here in this main window, which we'll see in a second. And then the chat is taking place right here on the left side of the screen, and we'll see that as well. And you can literally track the notifications of each of your Lindys on the menu panel or the navigation panel over here on the left side. Okay, so like I mentioned, for our trigger, we have, for instance, some scraped data or some exported data. In this case, it's a YouTube URL or a few different, three YouTube URLs from our three recent episodes that we did in this source sheet. If we were to come and grab these URLs from our source or our scrape, for instance, then we could paste them into three new rows on our trigger spreadsheet, the Lindy Swarm test spreadsheet here. I'll go ahead and paste those, and we should see them be triggered here in just a second within the task window of our Lindy. Okay, here we go. They have popped up now. We have each of these right within our YouTube to blog swarm. We now have these individual tasks that are running: YouTube video processing. It has named it different things for each of these tasks, for each of our individual rows, but each of these agents is doing its own thing right now for each of these rows. And so if we were to click in here, we've actually already got a response on all three of our processes. So I'm gonna click on each of these individual tasks though, just to break them down for you. Here for the one of the first row updates, we can see exactly what our agent did. So we received this update from our new Google Sheets row trigger. And for each row in this cycle, we processed this YouTube video. And for the exited loop, you can see the message that was sent. And if we were to click into, for instance, the YouTube video processing one, it would take us into the next little notification, the child of our task. And that's where our chat message is located, right here. And we have our title, and we have this very nice blog post written just in that same format that we asked it to do with our prompt. And here you can see all of the data that was pulled in by our transcribe video action right here. So we got our YouTube URL, it got the video captions, it got the video title, and it went ahead and created our beautiful blog post. And it did this for each individual episode. You can see here that our most recent three episodes each have now their own custom blog post written just like this by three separate agents at the same time. Again, this was a very quick demo, a very quick example, but you get the idea. This can really be any list fed into these Lindys and any manner of triggers, and you can break down what these AI agents can do with AI prompts, with manual data manipulation and the extraction of data from thousands of different integrated apps, or you can do it automatically, or it can be done with AI prompts that you're custom and that you create yourself and test iteratively. The one thing I also want to mention here is for each of these tasks, you can also see the credits that are being used. So you can track your credits as they're being used. So keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind when you're setting up these possibly hundreds of tasks to be run at the same time. But that's going to do it for our quick demo of this custom YouTube to blog swarm Lindy that we built tonight. Definitely let me know what you guys would be automating with these for loops, with these swarms of agents, because I am curious. And I will be certainly spending some time in the next few days building out some more detailed automations within Lindy. And if you haven't been in there and done any building in Lindy recently, definitely time to revisit that tool and to see what you might be able to automate for yourself. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.